the kinds of experiences that we can provide and the things in which we are involved is extremely enriching for everybody in our community. The work that I've been able to do with an outreach program that I run called Growing Theater, where we've actually created a class where I take students from drama and other areas. I have a mechanical engineer right now. And we go into a school, actually right now we're working in Homestead at the Propel Charter School, which has a number of students from at-risk environments. And we work with them to write plays and produce those plays at the end of the year. We developed this outreach program because I firmly believe, and I think that folks in drama and the wider university firmly believe, that we are given the gift of working here, learning here, discovering the world through this place, and that we are responsible to give that gift back. And as theater makers in particular, we are really the harbingers and kind of the reporters of the way that the world is now. You know, we reflect the world. And so you can't just do theater about living on the Carnegie Mellon campus and working in the theater day and night. You have to go out into the world and find out what's really there and then learn how to share that. And one of the most rewarding things to me has been, oddly enough, because we have students who are successful in theater. All of our students who graduate work in theater, if they so choose. It's 100%. But many of them now are also taking the road to volunteer or to make a very particular effort to find some professional opportunities that involve outreach. A couple of them have actually gone into professional teaching. One just did Teach for America for 2 years in the Bronx. Another one was actually working at one of the Propel schools here in Pittsburgh. And there's also a secret agenda that we don't tell the kids about, but the fact that the kids learn about collaboration, they learn about respect for others, they learn about being able to speak confidently in front of others, they learn about taking creative risks. We're working with fifth graders right now, and one of the primary goals is to not look stupid in front of one's peers. And so to have the courage to stand up and, you know, become an elephant or become a snail or whatever is really useful, I think.